Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simin Shin Nun Vav. We are on the last line of page Reish Ches. We're about to turn on to page 416. Simin Shin Nun Vav is Din Amas Hamayim Ha'uveres B'chatzer. The din of an Amas Hamayim, some kind of stream of water that passes through a chatzer. So the Mechaber says in Siv Aleph, Amas Hamayim Ha'uveres B'chatzer, if there's a stream of water that passes through a chatzer, Amuka Asara Urechava Arba'a, this body of water that's passing through is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, Ein Memala Mimena B'Shabbos, you cannot draw water from it on Shabbos, Elo Im Kein Asula Mechitza Gavoa Asara B'chnisasa U'bi'itziyasa. Unless you made a wall that's 10 tefachim high, where the water enters the chatzer and where the water leaves the chatzer, via tefach mimena mishuka b'mayim, and you have to have a tefach of this 10 tefach wall that's stuck into the water. If you look at picture number 5 across from 416, you see there's a chatzer and there's a stream of water going underneath the walls of the chatzer. So you have to put up these little makeshift walls in the water, and it has to be that it's either, we'll see, the first case of the Mechaber is that a tefach of it has to be stuck into the water, the majority is above the water. But the Mechaber goes on and says, V'im hoisa mechitza kula yaredes b'soch hamayim, if the wall is made inside the water, tzarech she'ye tefach b'mena yotzei l'malo min hamayim. So then you have to have a tefach of that wall out of the water, which is picture number 6. So picture 5 and 6 is the same picture, just one has the wall in the water with a tefach above the water, one has the wall outside the water, and a tefach going inside the water. So part of the wall has to be inside the water, part of the wall has to be outside the water, but you do have to block off both sides of this stream that's passing through the chatzer in order to allow taking of water from the stream, from the Amas Hamayim to the chatzer. Let's say you started making the wall that's going to block off the water, but you did it like picture number 7. You did it on the two sides. V'lochiber osa be'emtza, but you did not connect the two sides of the wall in the middle. K'deishu amayim nechnasim v'yotzim derech sham, in order that there should be a nice flow of water going through there. So im ein beinayim shlosha tefachim shari, if there's less than 3 tefachim between those two parts of the wall, it's mutter. Da'aminan lovud, we say lovud, and it's as if it is connected. Yesh beinayim shlosha tefachim aser, but if there is 3 tefachim between these two parts of the wall, then it will be aser. It does not get a din of a mechitza. The Rama says, "V'im hanekavim shahama nichnas v'yotzei behem einam rechavim shlosha." If this Amas Hamayim, before it gets into the chatzar on the outside, is very, very thin, it's very narrow, it's less than 3 tefachim, so afilu mechitza eino tzarech, then you don't even need a wall, because then it's considered closed off. So if it's going less than 3 tefachim on both sides, and in the chatzar it's a little wider, so where it's less than 3 tefachim, it's loved, it's as if it's closed up, so it's, you already have the walls, and therefore you would not need to make your own walls. Says the Mishnah Berura Siv Katan Aleph, you have an Amas Hamayim that is overes b'chatzer, v'dafka k'shi overes. This is specifically talking about a place where the Amas Hamayim is passing through. T'hainu shen nechneses l'chatzer mitzad ho'echad, that it is entering the chatzer on one side, v'yotzeis misho min atzad ha'acher, and it goes out the other side, b'nekovim she'esh tachas ha'ksovim, through the holes that are underneath the walls, like we saw in the diagram. Avol, im yesh lo b'rechas mayim b'chatzer, but if a person has a pool of water in his chatzer, the eino nimshachas mibachutz, and it's not drawing from the outside. Se eino tzricha shum tikun, you don't need to do any fixing. Afilu rechava v'amuka harbe, you have a very wide, deep pool, it's not a problem. The chol masha besocha mechitzas b'chlarish seyachidhu. Anything inside your walls of your Rishis HaYachid has a din of Rishis HaYachid. The only reason why this case is different is because it's flowing from outside to inside, going outside again. So then you have to block it off from the water that's outside. But if the pool of water would just be inside, then it would be 100% fine. Sivkatan Beis. If the stream is Amuka Asaru Ruchav Arba'a, the Bishir Zeh Nasu Hamayim Rishus Latzman, being 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, makes them their own Rishus, Vishem Karmelis Aleihem, and the body of water going through the Chatzar gets a Shem Karmelis, Keshar Yamim Unaharos, like any other sea and river, Ulefikach, and therefore Keshaovrin Derech Hatzeru, when they are passing through your Chatzar, Asur Lamalos Mehem B'Shabbos, you can't draw water from them on Shabbos, because you'll be drawing water from this Karmelis into your chatzar, which is a Rosh Hashayachin. Avalim eina muka asara. But if this stream of water is not 10 tefachim deep, o she'enam rochavim arbo, or it's not 4 tefachim wide, mutter lamalos mehem b'lishum tikkun, and then you can draw water from the amas hamayim into your chatzar without doing any fixing. The batel hu lagabi Rosh Hashayachin, then the water would be considered batel to the Rosh Hashayachin. It would be like the pool of water. It would be mutter. Sifkatan gimel. Elim kain also. We said you have to make walls on both sides. Tekevan shem mavdilin mishar hamayim shechutz lachatzer. Since you're making walls and blocking them off from the rest of the water that's outside the chatzer, so hamayim shebesoch lachatzer b'teilim lagaba. So mamela, the water that's left inside the chatzer is bottled to the chatzer. The ba'alma halo kaimelon, because in general we hold the chol mashav esocha mechitzos v'shayachu, like we said before by the pool. If you have a pool in your backyard, whatever is in the mechitzos of the Rosh Hashayachid gets the din of Rosh Hashayachid. So as long as you block off the water from the outside, you are going to be fine. V'rak bazekishem b'chubarim im amayim shemi b'chutz. Tavka, in this case of the mas hamayim that's flowing through where the water is connected to the water outside, amrinan de'enam b'teilam v'nasu Rosh Hashatzman. That's when we say the water inside is not bottle, because it's considered Rosh Hashas on its own, mas she'en ken geshem avdilum, which is not the case when you block it off with walls, shame Rosh Hashas Hayochid Aleihem, then the water inside the chatzer would have a shame Rosh Hashayochid. Why don't we use the walls of the chatzer that are there anyway? Umechitzas haChatzer Gufa. In terms of the walls of the chatzer themselves, afim shakua harbi mamayim, even if they are stuck a nice amount into the water, eino moel bazet, does not help. It has to be that it's recognizable that the walls were made for the water, so it can't be the regular wall of the chatzar, even though it sticks down into the water. Sivkat and Dalad, we said the walls have to be made on both sides, b'chnisasa u'b'yitziyasa, when the amas hamayim comes in where it flows out. In the place where the water is entering the chatzer, and in the place where the water is exiting from the chatzer. And everything is inside on the face of the rochav of the amas hamayim. It has to be that the wall is sticking into the water. You have to have the wall going into the water, because it has to be separating from the water that's outside, which is a karmelis, and the water that is inside. Sivkatan vav, it also has to be lamala min hamayim, kedei sheyia nikeres ktas hamechitza mafsikasam. It also has to be that the wall is recognizable, the one that is separating them, and therefore it has to both be in the water and out of the water, at least a tafach, either inside or outside. Sivkatan Zayin, Eitzel HaSofa Mikol Tzad. This was the case of the Mechaber in picture number 7, where you didn't make a complete wall, you made two sides, but nothing in the middle. So says the Mishavura, Pirish, Shebitzara Knisu Bitzara Yetzi, on both sides. Asa Mechitza L'Rochav Amma, you made a wall for the width of the Amma. Ela Shelo Asa Mechitza Bitzara Knisa Kula Bechatichachas, you just didn't make at the entrance a full wall from one piece. Ela Bishtei Chatichos. He made the wall out of two different pieces. The be'emtza mechitza hiniach makom panui. In the middle of the wall, you left some open space. V'chein b'mechitza shel tzara yitzia. You did the same thing on the other side where the water is going out. So then, if the opening between the two halves of the wall are less than 3 tefachim, we say it's considered closed. We say lovitz if katan ches. Umitam zem, for this reason. Afilu hiniach harbe chalolim b'nehem. Even if you left a lot of spaces between them, kigon sha'asa mechitza mikonim. For example, you made the wall just out of reeds. Ubein kol echad ve'echad yapachos mishlosha. And between each reed is less than 3 tefachim. Shari, that's also going to be mutter. The picture of that is on the next page, in picture number 13. Instead of doing a half a wall with a little space in the middle, you just did reeds, but between each reed is less than 3 tefachim. We view it as if that is an entire mechitza. Sifkatan tes. The Rama said that if the stream, while it is outside the confines of the chatzar, is less than 3 tefachim, so then you would not need to put up any walls, because then we view it as lovet, as if it's closed up. Dechol masha pachos mishlosha amin lovet. Whatever is less than 3, we say lovet. V'nira debezeh afilu imitzana asheni hu rochav shlosha. Says the Mishabura, the Chazanish argues on this point, but the Mishabura writes, it appears that in this case, where it gets narrow within 3 tefachim outside of the chatzar by the amas hamayim, If on the other side it's wider than 3, afal pikein eino tzarech tikum. You don't have to fix up this amas hamayim at all. As long as zatach haveschaim on one side it goes less than 3 tefachim, you're going to be fine. Kevan de mitzad echad hu kesasim legamri. Since one side is considered totally closed up because of lavud, we don't worry about the other side. Ukein l'shon yom halveres besoch achotzer mevur l'kamei. Similar to the case that we're going to see right now in Sif Beis, of the Lashon Yom that goes into a Chatzar. So if it only enters on one side, so it's more lenient. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim holds, the Chazon Ish holds, that it has to be less than 3 Tefachim on both sides of the Chatzar in order not to need any Mechitzos. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Beis, Chatzar Shenifritza, a Chatzar that got broken down. If you want to just see the picture, turn the page. The pictures seem to always be on the next page. If you look at the next page, if you look at picture number 16, so you see a part of the wall of the chatzar is broken down and the water is pouring in. So picture 16 and 17. 16 has a smaller break, 17 has a larger break. Now we can understand the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, chatzar shenifritza, a chatzar where the wall broke down, ulishon yom over al apirtza, and part of the sea goes into the break of the wall. Im eino bimiluo, if the complete wall is not taken down, like we see clearly in picture number 16, Ve'ein ba'pirtza yoser me'asara, and the break is not more than 10 amos. So it's not the whole wall, and it's less than 10 amos. Mutter l'malos mimeno u'lahachnes labayis. You're allowed to draw water from there and to bring it not only to the chaser, but also into the bayis. However, nifritza b'milua, if the wall was broken down the whole way, O sheyesh ba'pirtza yoser me'asara, or even if it's not broken down the whole way, but it's more than a 10 amah break, so then it depends. In nisha b'mokom shenifras gidudim gevoim asara, if there are some pieces from the wall that remain over the gidudim that are 10 tefachim high, v'hamayim mechasim also, and the water goes over it and is covering it, so then mutter l'malos mimenu b'chatzer. Then you can draw water to the chatzer, avol aser lachnis on labayis, but you can't bring the water into the house. Ele im kein asum mechitza gvo asar al mayim, unless you made a separate wall that's 10 tefachim high above the water. Lo nishar gidudim, if there are no little pieces of the wall that are left over, aser afilu lamalos b'chatzer, then you can't even draw the water into the chatzer. So if you have these gedudim that are 10 tefachim high, even though the water covers it, that's enough to draw water from there into the chatzer, but not to the bayis. If it is less than 10 tefachim, the gedudim that are left, then you can't even draw water at all into the chatzer. The Mishnah Berurah will explain everything. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yod, Mutter L'malas Yimenu. The first case we said the wall wasn't fully broken down. It was not a break of more than 10 amos. So then everything's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afal pi shehi amuka asara, even though it's 10 tefachim deep, Urechava arba'a, and it's 4 tefachim wide, ve'eino dome la'amas hamayim amabur b'sif aleph, it still does not get the same din as the amas hamayim we just discussed in sif aleph, de'bikan, because over here, kevan shenichnas l'shon hayom b'chatzer, since the part of the sea only entered the chatzer, ve'eino yotze mimenu l'tzaracher, and it does not exit the chatzer on another side like the amas hamayim did, hu kibor shebechatzer, it's like a pit inside your chatzer. It's like you have a pool, you have a board inside your chatzer, there are proper walls, because the break was not within 10 amos, it's considered a doorway, and therefore the walls are up, it's like a pool of water, it doesn't go in and out like the amas hamayim, it's more lenient, and therefore you are allowed to take the water from there to the chatzer, to the house, everything is mutter. Tekevan shelo nifras yosem yasser. Since the wall was not broken down more than 10 amos, hu bichlal pesach is considered a doorway to the chatzer. To have the ki'ilu ha-mechitzos kayamin, it's as if the walls are still standing in their place. Ma she'en kein ba'amas hamayim, which is not the case in Sif Aleph of amas hamayim, she'nichneses v'yotzes, tachas kosle achotzer mishnei atzadim. There the amas hamayim enters on one side under the wall and exits on the other side. Then, cholekes rishus la'atzma. That's when the body of water, the amas hamayim, is considered its own rishus avikarmelus, and that's where the problems start. But over here, it's much more lenient. It only goes in, it doesn't go out. There are walls up. There's a little bit of an opening in the wall because there's less than 10 amos, so everything is mutter. Sivkotan Yud Aleph. However, the Mechaber said, if it was Nifritza B'Milua, Hainu, Kol Kosa L'Chotzer Shel Tzaramayim, where the water came in, it took down the entire wall, or we said, it doesn't have to be the entire wall, it was more than 10 Amos, so it's not a Pesach, it's now a Pirtza. So then we said it depends. If there are Gedudim Gevoim Asara Sivkotan Yud Beis, the bazen nechshav ki'ilu amachitzas adayin kayamos. If there are gedudim ten tfachim, a wall is ten tfachim, so that the remnants of the wall is ten tfachim, you still have a wall there, and therefore it's lenient. And you can draw water from there to the chatzir. So cut in your gimel. The pa'amim shamayim shokim. Because sometimes the water lowers down the hamachitza nikeres, and the wall will be recognizable. L'may say the tentafach wall, although now it's covered, sometimes when it's low tide, so the water will go a little bit lower, you'll see the walls. V'lachain, and therefore, afkish ena mayim shokim. Even when the water is not low, and you can't see the walls, hitiru chachamim, the chachamim will matter you to draw water from there to your chatzir. Masha'ein kein babayis, which is not the case, about carrying that water then into the house, Shehu rochok min ha-mechitza, the house is obviously further away from this mechitza. So le'olam eina mechitza niris. Because then always from the house the wall will not be seen. Afilu kishamayim shokim. Even when the water goes down. So in the chatzer we are closer to the wall when it's low tide. You'll see part of the wall, so we're more lenient to draw water from there to the chatzer. But to bring it to the bayis, which is more distant, even when it's low tide and the water goes lower from the house, you're not about to see the wall, and therefore they asserted taking the water from the chatzer to the bayis. Sivkatan Yudalud. We said it's not going to be mutter to bring that water to the house unless you made a separate wall that's 10 tefachim high over the water. Although we need to have a regular wall built, but it does not have to be so wide that it closes up the entire break. As long as you make it from a pirtza, which is more than 10 amos, to a pesach, which is 10 amos or less, it's going to be fine. So it could be all you have to build is a regular wall that's 2 tvachim. The point is you have to get it within 10, and then it changes from a pirtza to a pesach, and then we follow the rules of the first case of the mechaber, where everything is mutter. Sivkatan tesvav. If it is lo nishar gidudim, if you do not have these remnants of the wall that are 10 tvachim high, ratzalomar, shalo nishar gedudim gvoim asara. You don't have these pieces of the wall that are left 10 tefachim high. Then we said, not only can you not bring the water to the house, you can't even draw the water from there into the chatzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Tazayin, not only that, hu adin letaltel b'chatzer. Forget the water. Stam, you have no wall on your chatzer. You stam can't carry in a chatzer. Kevan shu parutz yoser me eser. Since the chatzer is broken down more than 10 amos l'mokam ha'aser into a place that's aser, and therefore not only can you not draw the water, but hu adin, you can't carry in a chatzer. That chatzer is parutz l'mokam ha'aser, and therefore no carrying. Pamet var mamurim zot l'chavetz chayim. When with these words said, Kishain Lashon Hayom Amokasara. That's when the sea that goes flying into your chatzer does not make a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep. Aval im haloshon amokasara. But if that water that comes in creates a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep, shamayim shotfu karkos achatzer, that the water flooded the ground of the chatzer, v'nase guma amuk asar tefachim, and it created its own wall in which the water is now located that's 10 tefachim high, so dafne haguma gufa nechshev lemechitza ben amayim ben achatzer. So then the wall of that ditch that was created by the Lashon Yam is considered the mechitza that's separating between the water and the chatzer. Umutu otata b'chatzer. So now although you lost your original wall, but the water did you a favor, it dug down and made a ditch, so it made a new wall for you, and therefore you would be allowed to carry free in your chatzer. Aval osur l'malos yimeno, but it still would not allow you to draw water from the water to your chatzer. Kevan she'ein mechitza al gaba b'ino l'bein amayim shavachutz. Because lemaisa, you don't have any kind of separation that's separating the water that you want to take out from the water that's outside, because the water is all outside of that wall, so that would be not allowed. The wall helps you to carry in the chatzer, but the water that you want is outside that wall, so you wouldn't be allowed to take from that water into your chatzer. That concludes Simen Shin Nun Vav. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow will begin Simen Shin Nun Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.